The Rashi is on the Mishnah Lamed Chesam Beis. Innocent baby said a mechum, kumkum was shalom choshes. Mechum was a pot they would heat up water in. Made out of choshes. We'll actually see later on that we're going to learn that there's Mishnah. That some of them, a mechum was a pot, but there were actually were ones where they would have the boiler. They would have the boiler together with a place to hold the coals in it directly. This one was this independent of each other. Well, it's from to heat up. The act is hot. Well, it is to be mem means the act of making something hot. It's mafil.
Like
no, it's like the all your hifil. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. What's the point of that choshes?
I don't know. It's going to cook a little bit until it's going to be Miguel Gellis is I suppose when you open it it's going to be runny, it's going to be circular, it's going to be round, it's going to maintain its shape. It's cooked enough, it stays hard, it hardens. Well, you have to get a sudorim. Well, you should bring all sudor. You can't break it open onto a kerchief, shehuchim b'cham, which has been heated in the sun. That it should cook, it should fry from the heat of the kerchief. Again, so here we have these things been heated by the sun, in the sand or in the dust. Rabbi Yossi Baha. So Rabbi Yossi says, in the previous case, Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. And over here, Rabbi Yossi does not argue. So we're about to know why not. There's a story with Danshe Tiberio. Rabbi Yusilon, they placed the pipe. Nibbo German was still dead before Shabbos. Chiltsenen, of cold water. Kadev Kamamon. In order to heat it up, the ma'amim shachim u'boyin kol haShabbos, the water would flow through the Shabbos. The such amah shachem etariyah through, they put it through an amah. Amah is like a little tributary of the chametz etariyah. Remember, we had it in my cotton. It was called an amah because it's an irrigation ditch, and it was an amah wide and an amah deep. That's why it's called an amah. So they put it through, going through this amah, which was coming out of the chametz, so it had the hot water from the springs in it, and this pipe went through there to be warmed up by the heat of the water around it. So they chametz in b'shabbos oisun shabo b'shabbos. If it came through on the case, if it came through on Shabbos, so it has a lot of water which is heated on Shabbos. You cannot use it for shtia or for rechitza. It's like chaman, which have been heated up on Shabbos. Yiboyeluhut. Someone wants to know, Gilgil Mai. If he would do this, of putting the egg next to the mechon and causing it to come iskalgal, what is he over? Okay. So Rabbi Yosef Gilgil is chayav chatas. It's a full-fledged chiyav of bishul. It's not a drabbanon. So you get from the Mor's answer, but the Mor's question was, are we talking about something which, if you do it, you're talking about a full-fledged chi of malacha, and he said the raisa, or you're talking about something which is only a derabbanan. The Mor says that it is a full-fledged chi of cooking, even though it's not cooking directly on a fire, even though it's not cooking in a kli rishon, even though it's not cooking in an eerie kli rishon, it's none of those things. But for an egg, this is called cooking. So Marbrei Dervino also said we found the source in the Mishnah, as opposed to Rabbi Yosef saying this on his own. We found the source in the Mishnah for this. what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah later on, which is it's interesting that this Mishnah talks about the halachas of Bishul. The Bishul really comes up in three places in the Masechta. It comes up over here. We're going to see a lot more about Bishul in the next few blot. It comes up again in the seventh parak, which talks about all of the Malamah Tes Malachas. And then it comes up again all the way at the end of the Masechta. And it just says, Kol Shabbat B'chamin, Milifnei HaShabbos, something which has been placed into B'chamin, B'chamin is placed into the hot water itself. So, it's, therefore, it's been fully cooked before Shabbos. So, Sharonah said B'chamin B'Shabbos, you're allowed to now soak it into B'chamin on Shabbos, not in a Kirishin. Tosfos discuss, are we talking about in a Kirishini or talking about in a Kirishlishi? Rashi does not seem to tell us. So, we assume Rashi means in a Kirishini. Here, Kirishin, you might have a Mexican Mavashal issue, but in a Kirishini. It's fully cooked, but you can't put it, and you can put it back into hot water on Shabbos. Chol shaloi ba b'chamin milifnei haShabbos. It has not been put into hot water directly on Shabbos, so you cannot put it into hot water directly on Shabbos. But madicha nesher b'chamin b'Shabbos, you can pour onto it from hot water on Shabbos. Tosfos says we can't be talking about a kli rishon because Irik Rishon, the Morris says, also cooks. It cooks the outer layer, so it's also to do it. So apparently we're talking about Klisheni. It's even, and we're saying if it hadn't not been cooked before Shabbos, you can't put it in a Klisheni, even though the Morris said that around a Klisheni cannot cook. It looks like Bishul. So Tosfos is creating a tremendous halachic chiddush over here. Even though something which would not cook in a Klisheni, you may not put it in the Klisheni because it looks like you're cooking it. And it's semi-brought down in Halacha. There's a Magen Avraham who does talk about it. And it's one of those Halachas which I never got 100% clear. The Maisa. When is it true? When is it not true? It seems to be that, you know, we talk about Halacha into Klisheni. There are places where it is evoked and used. Chutz, you ought to pour on it with hot water, which would be irik lishen according to Tosfos. Chutz min hamiliach yoshen. If you have salted fish, where they would salt it yoshen, it's been salted for a while. So fish. Salting it can actually make it very soft, etc., and ready to be cooked. And therefore, even pouring on it from the hot water will cause it to be cooked. So, Maliach Yoshon, the act of pouring on it is an act of cooking it. And Vakuyas Hispanin, and Kuyas Hispanin is a type of some before it actually translated Spanin with Spain, I don't know what. It's a type of a fish. Which is a very delicate type of a fish, and over there, zuhi gemar malachton, pouring on it is considered bishul. That's considered completing it off, and it's also to do it. So the Morris seems to be calling it that's an act of bishul. So we see this concept that even though you're not doing cooking bishul in the conventional way, inside of the pot, etc., which you normally define the parameters of bishul. For certain items, for them, that's considered bishul. So, therefore, this concept you said about the egg, that the egg is considered bishul, even though you're not putting it into the pot, etc., we have a mishnah really which supports that. Shmamin. I mean, look at your Rashi. Kol shabav b'cham and kol meluach. So, Rashi says right away we're talking about. That the place where they want to soak it was these things which were salted, which would preserve it, The problem is it made it very salty. So the eitzah you would do is you would soak it in the water to remove some of the intensity of the salt. So komaluch shabo b'chamin me'erev Shabbos. So you soaked it in hot water from before Shabbos. So then the law is kaisin b'sharon osa b'chamin b'Shabbos. You may do it again. You may soak it again on Shabbos. Remember b'shem tikkun shrei niskin kabar. It's not considered you're cooking it because it's already been cooked from beforehand. You're not going to add any more cooking to the process by soaking it a second time.
I mean, is this? I understand in Bishal. Does the concept of like mitzvah yafalo have any place in this?
In general, mitzvah yafalo, there is a taz which raises the specter of that impacting the law of the bishul. In general, b'stam v'yefaloi is an irrelevant point when it comes to bishul. The definition of bishul is milushin kol tzorchoi. B'stam v'yefaloi is a concern in shehiyah and chazorah because the person might want to make it taste better, etc. So therefore, there's gzeres of shem yechata, etc. But in regards to the actual bishul, it's not a problem. As a matter of fact, there are some rishonim which hold. I remember the first time I learned that, I couldn't be tired of what was going on. Like, finally it hit me. In the discussion between Bishul and Bishul, there are many Rishonim would say that since cooked Kamechah Mendra Soy has a loch of being cooked. So anything you do after cooking Kamechah Mendra Soy is called in Bishul and Bishul. So taking it from a third cook to fully cooked also is not the rice, according to some Rishonim, because in Bishul and Bishul. That's a big machlokes b'shanah, but nobody. There is a taz which discusses the concept of mitzvah for yafaloi in the sense of you're adding a new dimension to the food, not just mitzvah yafaloi, but you're actually so afia achar bishul. See, he says that's can be derisive because you're adding a new dimension to the food, and you want it, since you want it, you wanted to do this. That comes to like a melachas machshavas. You consider this a different type of a tikkun through the process of heat, so that's called a bishul. So in that context, he discusses what about mitzvah yafaloi. So that argument, which for you, shalom tastes better Shabbos morning than it does Friday night. By putting it up to cook through the night. So theoretically, for that such a person putting it on the fire, why is that an issue? That's the taz raises that issue. But in general, the summer yafaloi doesn't play a role.
And it's interesting we don't have, is every year like Matzah Kavashal.
Well, Tosfos actually learns. He's talking in a Klisheni, so we're not going to be matzah until Klisheni. Tosfos goes even right, had you not been sharp before Shabbos, even a cliche is also about Shabbos, and that's how far Tosfos raises that understands the sugya. So you're allowed to be Medeach because it's not going to complete it, do anything to it, but you can't do Shriya. Which I don't know what that is exactly. I'm assuming it's not tuna. So if you're telling me that that's considered gemar malachti, means it's the process. That's considered bishul and it's chayiv. So that's this idea that Rabbi Yosef says, really we see in this Mishnah. Okay. Loyavki ena besudarin. So you can't cook it on the sugar. V'horit nan, the Mishnah says, one second. V'noisnin tav shal osecha bor, v'shuchta shei shamar, v'samayim v'yafim b'roi, v'shosh yitzanadu, v'satzadim v'chama, v'shosh yachim. This is later on that there's certain things you're allowed to do. So you can about pit is cool compared to the area around it, so you want to preserve your food, you want to put it into this pit to maintain the food, or you want to put mayim hayafim, which means water which is potable, into a container, into a some thing in the ground which is some type of gathering of water in the ground which is not potable water, but it's cool, it's in the ground and it's cool. You want to cool off the water by putting it into this pot and putting it in this container and putting it into the water. So that's mutter. It's not like a gzera derban, it looks like hatmana, whatever it is. And the last thing that you're allowed to take cold water and put it in the sun to heat up. So lema, Rabbi Yossi, he will rabbana. So the chera, Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, cooking in the sun is permitted. The heat of the sun is permitted. But the Chama said, you can't cook in the heat of the sun. You can't cook on this piece of cloth which has been heated in the sun. So the chera, that should be not like the rabbana. Rabbi Nachman, no. Bechama kuliyam lopligi deshori. Bishul for the lachos of the purposes of Hilchos Shabbos, cooking in the sun is not bishul. It's not bishul, period. It's mutter. So that's the mishul later on. You're allowed to put water into the sun, even though it's going to heat it up. And you're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, you can picture in the summer times, you can heat that water. The heat of the sun is quite intense, and you can heat the water to yatsa lettuce, but that's still mutter. But so where, and that's on one end. Cooking in fire is usur. Cooking betoldus or kliyam lapiga the usur. Cooking in something which is not fire itself, but the case you heated up a pot on the fire, and now the heat of the pot is what's cooking. It's a tolda of the or. It's a derivative of the fire. It's also that's kliyam lapiga. That's also. So Mikra then derives the Tosacham as mutter. If you're allowed to cook in the sun, if you're allowed to cook in a derivative of the sun. But Marasabra has written Tosacham or Oto Tosacham. If he was mind already, that's going to be confusing, because there are cases where you could heat something up in the sun and be mutter, and heat something up in the by fire and be usher. So that's called Tosacham. Their guys are told us if you allow told us a chama, people will allow to, mistakenly will allow told us or, and that's a problem because that's a derisa. So one holds you make the gzera. Mar sabra lagashin and the Rabbi Yossi holds you not geyser, but the Mishnah later on, which is talking about heating it directly in the sun, it's not a problem. The Paiskim in Eretz Yisrael, the obvious question is a dud shemesh, right? How do you understand a dud shemesh? Pasha the dud shemesh is called chama. It's called chama, so then you know you'd be allowed to use that hot water on Shabbos. It'd be a major boon, right? We pass like the Chachamim told us chama is aser, and chama is mutter. Ravadi has a long tshuva, and he's not the only one that says that the Dut Shemesh, since they do things to intensify the heat, etc., the mirrors and black coloring, etc., different things they do on the to intensify the heat of the sun is considered toldos chama, not chama directly. So it's not the chama which is heating the water; it's the chama is heating up the black paint, you know, part of the thing, and then that's what's heating the water, etc. So it's considered toldos chama; it's not mutter. Zok Rashi, v'horet nan, second narrow line. So one thing says, "My son, you ought to cook cold water, b'cham in the b'shemesh in the sun, to heat up." So that should be like a b'yosi. The shori, why then derech b'shulah b'kach? I'm sorry, this is already in the Morris terrace. To cook in the sun directly, everybody agrees. Then derech b'shulah b'kach. That's not how you cook. B'cham a bor la michlofa, and nobody will make a mistake. There's not even a need for gzer derbanan and say, well, if I can cook in the sun, I can cook in the fire. People understand the legs are hot. They're not interchangeable in people's minds. The legs are hot. We feel a need to be gzer one because of the other. So we can tell people that you can cook in the sun and they won't draw the conclusion that you can cook on a fire. Excuse me. Told us or Hukum Hasura Hazeba or Mithila. If you heat it up, this you take in a black kerchief, held it over the fire and absorb the heat of the fire, and then you want to cook an egg on that, everybody agrees the Asur Dahavi Bishl, that's Bishl. Where is the Muflakit? It's told us Khama Shahukum Hasura Bakham, it was heated up in the sun. Are you guys are Otto Tolazar? The man the Khazi Sabra Tolazar Ninu. Some will see it will not know where what was the source of the heat. They just see that you're cooking on something which is a derivative. Maybe the source of the heat was a fire. That's why we make that's why the Chachamim make a gzeira. This difference between Chama versus Or. So Rashi says that the reason that so is because ain't derech bishul b'kach, which seems to indicate from Rashi, had it been the derech bishul b'kach. In other words, there's no gzeiras hakasuv that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the definition of bishul by definition means fire. Chama theoretically could have been the same thing, but Maizeh it's not derech bishul b'kach. So there are others who learn that no, there's a loch of Or. Nafkim is into his microwave. Right, so if it's ain't derech b'shul b'kach, if nowadays it's considered normal to cook in a microwave, if that is true, which not clear that it is, but if that is true, so that would be the rice according to Rashi, because it's derech b'shul. If you learn the halacha specifically of or, it's not, it doesn't use fire, doesn't use the heat source, it uses a different process. I'm not sure if it's considered derech b'shul b'kach. I think the vast majority of the purpose of usage of with some exceptions, like popcorn, maybe heating up some water. In general, use it for rewarming things more than use it for cooking. It's not a very effective cooking. I don't know. Maybe it's considered there. There is a safer called microgal, the halacha microwave. Gal is a wave. So I'm sure he talks about it. Okay. Is it safe about everything? Okay. You're telling me now that the Yossi holds Tolus Hakam is mutter. So the Torah, a hot sand, which is heated by the sun, according to Yossi, should be mutter. So why does Yossi agree in this case? Yossi doesn't argue. So it means assuming Yossi agrees that this case is going to be usher. So why? So the more answers, Rabba Amar Gzera Shemang Yapi Bernemitz. Over here, the issue is you're sticking it direct in. You're taking the egg and pushing it into the sands. That's a hatmona esher. So, it's something which is most of hevel. Obviously, it has its own. Right now, it has heat which it's imparting into the food. So that is goes into the gzera of hatmona, but there are most of hevel that you can't do because you might be mapping remits. Remitz was hot ash, which hot ash is definitely the rice. That's Rab. Rav Yosef, our relation mazes offer mukzah. Here, the problem is a mukzah issue. It's not a bishul issue. The issue is mukzah because you're moving. You stick it in. You're moving the dirt. That's called tiltzul mukzah. Rashi seems to understand the problem is making a hole. There was the Malachas Chayfer. Tosis disagrees with Rashi, finds the pshat difficult. At least one pshat in Tosis disagrees with Rashi. It's interesting. The Tosis himself actually has two pshat, but one pshat in Tosis is the issue is muksa. My benayu, ikh benayu offer tikuach. The verse says It's going to be the difference between Rav and Rav Yosef. If you have dirt, which already it's soft and movable, etc. Like we had with the Rambay. So according to Rashi, the problem is making a hole. It's soft dirt. It'll just collapse back into the hole. It's not considered. There's no guma in the Afrit Tichuach. Questions that we had in Bay, like of a guma in Afrit Tichuach. In some case, you make a hole. In Shorach Afra, Samura says, or the case was you want to be take the dirt out to use for the purpose of Kisei Adam. The Samura says. It's mutter because you don't have intent to use the hole, so it's well against the gufa. In the worst of the case, it was offered to chuach, but apparently it was the guma at the end. Because you're discussing the issue of the malach of chofer and making a hole. So Tosfos says, you have to say the case over there was that there was a little bit of soft earth, and there was hard earth around it, so when you take out the soft earth for the purpose of kisei adam, you'll end up with a hole. But over here, if you have a pile of it, it just collapses back into itself. So you'll end up never with a hole, so that's not the malach of chofer. That's a Rashi. According to Tosfos, that the problem is muksa, some of the dirt was so soft that you could just almost drop the egg in without having to move the dirt to cover it. You could just drop the egg in and that would cook it. It would sink in. It was soft enough that it would sink in, loose enough that it would sink in by itself. Meisve, kash. Bryce says, you can heat up an egg, you can cook an egg on top of a hot roof. You can't do it on a container of sid. Which is hot. In Russia, that was heated. They used to heat that up in the fire. Sid, Rashi says, is usually it was like a lime. I can tell you what the words are. I'm not sure what it looks like. So the Brisa says, Shmuel says, you're allowed to cook on the roof. Understand the roof, it wasn't the place where they would do hot. Cooking on a roof was no way similar to the idea of immersing something inside a remet. So the gag is mutter. And the gag is heated by the sun. And Shmuel holds the curiosity that you're allowed to cook and told us a chum. But Elamanda Omar, Mivnesha Mesa's offer Mimkarmoy, so even Rashi agrees there's a problem of moving dirt. So Ligs are, I understand, why aren't they ghosts in the case? The more answers, Tom Gag, less by offer. And I'm guessing the more it's a question, the more it's assuming that there wasn't a clear differentiation between the roof and everywhere else, there is potentially dirt there, etc. The more says that wasn't common. Okay, Toshma. Ma'isa shasu anshe tere. We're trying to prove in the Mechotz and Rabbi Yossi in the Rabbanon. Excuse me, Rabba and Rabbi Yossi's shot in Rabbi Yossi in the Rabbanon. So Ma'isa shasu anshe tere. Rabbi Yossi and Shalzonin Zachama Shalchaim, and they had this pipe of cold water going through the hot water, and the Mishnah says it was a problem. So what was the problem? So why you know, it seems to be that Rabbi Yossi is agreeable to this halacha. So the flow of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah says you can't be mountain b'chol, etc. Even like Rabbi Yossi, like you find the ma'aser with Anshei Tverya that they put the. They put it through, and the Chum said it's no good because it's a form of hatmana. You have the container which has, you have the pipe which has the cold water surrounded all sides by the hot water. That's awesome. So the reason why Birsi is moida is because you're moving offer. In this case, it's b'chal. There's no way that that's time. That's time over here. So why would Birsi agree in this case? Which is, that's the flow of the Mishnah saying here Birsi agrees. Well, you can find by the story with Anshe Tiberi. Well, that's told to the Mishnah. So Mor says no. Mi Savarto, do you really think Maisa Tiberia a Sefakoi? The story of Anshe Tiberi is going back in this case, with the case mentioned immediately prior to it. It's saying that Rabbi Yossi agrees by the case of the Chol, and then like you remember the story with the people of Tiberia, that they couldn't do it. Or says, no, I was Reisha Koi. Let's go back in the Reisha. Lo Yafgeta Besudor and Rabbi Yossi is Matar. So you can't cook, according to the Chol, you can't cook on the Sudor, according to Rabbi Yossi, you could cook on the Sudor. Then, Machal Karmali Rabbanon, Rabbanon say to Rabbi Yossi, one second. According to you, why does the Chumash say that Maaser with Tiberia is also? On Maaser Anshe Tiberia, they told us Chamahu, the Osiru Rabbanon. So, in our current opinion, which is only moided by cases of offer, because of an issue of offer, so he has no explanation for Anshe Tiberia. So that's what the Chumash is saying to you. Saying to him, if you're right in what you're saying, that there's no gzeira told us the chama, also told us the or, so why in the world did the chama have a problem with this pipe of the Anshe Tiberia? Elamai, you see that you are gzeira told us the chama because they told us the or, and we're right. That's the bringer right. Amalahu, ha who told us the or who the chama piskul the gehenna, that the water of Tiberia is heated up from fire inside of the earth. That's not called Tolus Chama, that's called Tolus Or. So that's why it was a problem according to the Chachamim, and that's why I agree to that. But that's no raya to our machlokes. Let's just finish up to that. Amar Chisla mi Maisa Sha'osu Anshe Tiberia Va'osu L'Rabbana. From this story of the Anshe Tiberia, which the Chum prohibited, we can derive from this that you cannot do hatmona, you cannot insulate something inside of something which will add heat, even if you do it before Shabbos, because that's what happened over here, they did it before Shabbos, and the Chum said it's asur. So, and it was a form of hatmona that the cold water is being mutmon inside of the hot water, and the Chum said it's aser. Taisa says, I mean, it's a fairish Mishnah. It's like, why do we need to derive it from this case of Rav Anshe Tiberia? Taisa says, I could mistakenly think, based on the Mishnah later on, the Mishnah is talking about Ben Hashmosh, which is aser, whereas when it's totally earlier in the day, I would mistakenly think that that's permitted. So that's you see from Anshe Tiberia that that's not so. Amar Ula, Hilchos Anshe Tiberia. Ula says that we pass on Anshe Tiberia that it's mutter. Only Reb Nachman, what are you talking about? Correct. Tavrino Anshe Tiberia. They themselves accepted the words of the Chachamim and were chayzer and broke their pipe, and you're saying that we pass on that it's mutter, not accepted. Zog Rashi. Shem Yad Mevremitz. The man the Chazi, people Rishi is murdered in this case. People see it. Sabrik Michti, Ha'ilim Shulei, V'Ha'ilim Shulei, both cook it. So Adarachat Mona, both are in a form of surrounding it with this item and giving it heat and insulating it. So Mali Remitz, Mali Kol. So that's already a problematic issue. People will draw conclusions from Chol, which is heated in the sun, to Remitz, which is fire. So therefore, that's why Ishum Hachi Mother Bias. That's why Bias is mother. Shemi Yosef's offer. That was Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi said Shemi offer. That the problem is Shemi lo yehesham b'chol ochr b'chol hatzarach. Maybe there won't be enough sand, loose sand. Well, so the Azuzay offer hadavik. You're going to therefore loosen up some more sand, which is already attached. Rabbi Chayy for legumas. That's Mamish making a hole. It's deep enough and it's loose enough and it's deep enough that there's no reason need for a person to do any digging. Turn the Rashi shut. That was extra sacha chama got heated, the roof got heated in the sun. You ought to cook in it. Who told us or you would heat it up on the fire. Like the Morris Bisham, according to the one that says Shemin Yatmin, like the Megzer Brigat, we say after hold like Matmele, you're not being Matmele, just put it on top. El the Shemin Yosef's offer be Chasenoboy, that you might move dirt to cover it with. He goes, you should be Kaiser. The fact, I don't care where you're standing. That, in other words, according to him, it's Lavdach is sticking it into the ground. Is any place you're going to put it, you might put something on top. Rashi said, Morris says, no, you're not going to schlep all the way. The roof doesn't have dirt there. You're not going to schlep. Morris said, "Toshma." For the case that they put the cold water through the Sech Amos Shalchamin, Rechaim Etzrei Alav told us, "Or Ninu, it's not heated by the fire." Vilochi Osulhu, and the Chaman said it was Osir. And by the Bahar Bresh and Rebresh agrees. The Darmelat Manim it's Mimatman Mayim Bechamin Mayim. So you're being Matman the water inside of the other water, and that's why Rashi would agree. But the problem is of offer, there's no offer over here. So Mor says, Me Sabat Maisa Saifakoi, the Siyata, the Chob, it's coming to prove the Chol and Obrek are different than the Rasa, that's what it's coming for. Lurayu the Tolda Schama Kiagavna Asira the Dibrako. You're trying to prove the Dina Tolda Schama from Anshitaraya to the case of Chol. And which according to this mandamar, which says the mandamar, which says the problem is of moving offer, it's not, you can't compare my commentary to over here. No, Reisha Koy, applauded. Go in the case of the argument. The Bonner who the whole they're quoting it. Rabbi Yossi can't get the loy mitzvah. The reason why it's also is not because your guys are told the chama also told us the or. But rather, El Mishum the Hani told us or Ninu. His answer back is this is told us or. Okay. Well, Ma'isa the Chama Tereya the told us Chama Ninu. The more assuming it's told us Chama, but Damer Laf Kata the Sudarin. It's like a case of heating it on the cloth. The lack of the Migzer Shema Yazes. There's no reason we go to Shema Yazes, and still Vashilu the Baranasid. That's a Kasha the Beizi. Some more answers. Rabbi Yossi also told us or. Bala hatmana. Neser is hatmana, but davar meisiv hevel. Now we see that it's also to do hatmana, davar meisiv hevel. To me, but yoyim nosnu shom asivan. They put it there from before Shabbos. When they should say in miskamim bekach, because the coal to be heated up with it. Even though it's happening now automatically, it's also. See, well, you're putting it there before Shabbos, and nothing. You're not doing anything on Shabbos, so I understand Hatman on Shabbos, but this is not. You're doing Hatman before Shabbos, and it's doing its own thing on Shabbos. So I might think that's mutter. Still, it's osur. They broke their pipes. It means they accepted the Pesach of the Chachamim. It's nobody. They were masking that it's no longer mutter. So how can you pass like Dan Shetarei that is a mutter? That's Nachum's Tain and Ula. That the Yanshe Tiberia have been totally removed from the realm of halacha.